I'm Mordechai Sones, and this is your daily news report from Israel News Talk Radio. Israel and the United States Thursday will hold their first talks as part of strategic dialogue between the two countries since Joe Biden took over the White House. National Security Council head Meir Ben-Shabbat will lead the Israeli delegation to the talks. The Israeli vessel Helios Ray, that was hit by mysterious explosions in the Gulf of Oman and that Israel blamed on Iran, has reached Singapore. Teheran denied involvement. The U.S. Navy blamed Teheran for a series of similar blasts in the area in 2019. Meanwhile, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani Wednesday held a telephone conversation with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Rouhani said in the conversation that in his opinion, no negotiations are needed to return to the nuclear deal because the U.S. withdrawal from the agreement was also made without diplomatic contacts. The Health Ministry Wednesday called on the public to continue to obey their orders to wear a face mask and maintain hygiene and physical distancing. At this stage, Health Ministry orders regarding masks in Israel have not changed and are also required among vaccinated people. In a statement, the ministry said, "The Health Ministry monitors the information regarding the risk of vaccinated people to become infected and to infect, and will update policy in accordance with the medical literature." This after Coronavirus Commissar Nachman Ash this week called face masks outdoors, quote, "largely unnecessary." Meanwhile, sources close to the police Wednesday said police have been directed to cease mask enforcement. The source said the reason for stopping issuing fines for masks is to curry favor with the public ahead of the upcoming elections on March 23rd. A 59-year-old female resident of Or Akiva who suffered heart palpitations and lower extremity paralysis after receiving the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine 1 week ago issued a plea Wednesday from Rambam Hospital in Haifa in which she described an emergency room overflowing with patients suffering a variety of symptoms after receiving the vaccine. Israel News Talk Radio spoke to the woman who said she was healthy and active before receiving the injection but had become, quote, "broken." She was brought to the emergency room several times where it was determined she was, quote, "not in danger of death" and told to follow up, quote, "in the community." Tuesday, she was again taken by ambulance to the emergency room. The woman claimed she and patients like her suffering heart palpitations after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine are being diagnosed as experiencing panic attacks and are placed under sedation. A study appearing on the U.S. government clinical research website examined the effect of the COVID-19 vaccine on ovarian reserve in women who are planning to be vaccinated before receiving the first shot of the vaccine. The study is to be conducted in Israel in Sheba Medical Center. This after many complaints from women, young and old, about severe bleeding after receiving the vaccine. They will test the effect of the vaccine on ovarian reserve using the test given to women experiencing fertility problems that measures the amount of eggs in their ovaries. The paper summary said, as Israel is the first country to widely vaccinate its population using the mRNA vaccine against COVID-19, evaluating its influence on ovarian reserve is essential. They also announced a study to be conducted on 4,000 pregnant women long after doctors in the country began to recommend with confidence that pregnant women should get vaccinated. Many of the women fell ill after being vaccinated, and some miscarried. After being required by the Freedom of Information Act to publish the data, the health ministry claimed it, quote, "has no data on how many of the pregnant COVID-19 patients became ill after being vaccinated." And now a look at the weather.
The forecast is brought to you by JewishPress.com. For Jewish news you can trust.
On Thursday, winds will pick up and temperatures will drop significantly. From evening, isolated light rain is expected in the north. At night, occasional showers and isolated thunderstorms are expected in the north and center with isolated showers in the Negev and a risk of flash floods in the Judean Desert and Dead Sea areas. On this week's Tamar Yonah program, Tamar speaks to the founder of the Nakim.org website that gathers testimonies and data on the COVID-19 vaccine and documents possible adverse effects, including paralysis and reports of possible death. Tamar finds out where they get their information, how they collect data, their findings, and more. With guests Chaim Yativ, founder and spokesman of Nakim.org, and Dr. Harvey Seligman, a biomedical researcher with emphasis on molecular evolution and pathogens. He's authored over 100 international peer-reviewed scientific publications. This is a show you don't want to miss. To listen to the podcast, go to our website at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com and click on the Tamar Yonah program. You've been listening to Mordechai Sones at Israel News Talk Radio.